Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Tmura, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. When a person is magdish a carbon, let's say you say, this behemah should be a carbon oila, or this behemah should be a carbon shlamit, it automatically gets a kedusha. My Rosh Yeshiva of Gedalia Shor Zecher Levracha used to always say, he used to quote one of the Rishayna, do you realize how powerful your mouth is? Pe kadosh? You say an animal should get kedusha and it receives kedusha, and there's a whole mesechta now about a kedusha that who created? You created with your mouth. You see how precious your mouth is, how powerful your mouth is, how important it is to keep it clean from lashon hara, from chas v'shalom saying things that aren't nice, or saying things that are hurtful for someone else. It's the most precious thing you have. You have to polish it all day from morning till night. Okay, so back to mesechta tmura. When a person is magdish, an animal as a carb, it receives kedusha. Can that kedusha go off? Well, if it gets a mum, you could redeem it. So let's say I am magdish, an animal for a carbon, and then I say, no, I have a better animal. I want to switch it. I want to substitute it for a better animal. The Torah says you can't. The pasuk says, lo yachlefenu, v'lo yomer oisai toiv b'ra, oira b'toiv. He shall not exchange it. That is the animal that he gave kedusha to. He shall not substitute for it, whether good for bad or bad for good. Well, what happens if someone does it anyway? He says, no, I want the kedusha to go off this animal onto this animal. So the pasuk says, v'im hamir yamir behema be'behema, if he does substitute an animal for an animal, v'yahu utmirasa yiyakaydesh, both animals receive kedusha. In other words, it's not that the kedusha goes off the first animal onto the second animal, but both animals remain kodesh, and that's called tmura. You're not allowed to do it, but if you do it, this is how it works. Even though he said zu tachazu, this instead of this, both animals receive kedusha. Let's see our Mishnah Masechtes Tmura, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Hakol Mamirin. Anybody can make tmura, meaning to say, anyone can say zu tachazu, and this is what happens. The kedusha goes on both animals. Echad anashim, ve'echad nashim. Whether it's a man who says this, or it's a woman who says this. If the woman says zu tachazu, both animals get kedusha. Loisha adam, shoy lahamir. Don't make a mistake, says the Mishnah. It doesn't mean that a person is allowed to make tmura. If he went to ask a rav and say, can I switch one for the other? No, the rav would say, chas v'shalom, it's a lav in the Torah. Ella, rather, the Mishnah is saying, she'im hamer, that if he did do it, even though he wasn't supposed to, if he tried to substitute one carbon for the other, mumer, then the exchange works, or at least both get kedusha. In other words, there is a transfer of kedusha without the original carbon losing kedusha. V'soifek esu arbaim, and he gets malchus, because the Torah said, don't do it. This is a big chiddush, because this is a lav she'im by maisa. And normally the rule is a law where you don't do an action, there's no malchus for it. But like with most rules, there are exceptions. Swearing, meaning to say if someone is oiver, a shvua, tamura, and someone who's makalul as chaveri, curses his friend with Hashem's name. Even though there's no meiser, there's just dibur, there still is a chi of malchus. Furthermore, the Bat Tanura tells us, the word hakoil, hakoil mamirim, comes to include a yoirish. In other words, let's say someone says this should be his carbon oil, and then he passes away. His son yarshins him. That son can also say zu tachazu. When I mean he can say, I don't mean he's allowed to, but if he does say it, then the tmura goes into effect. Weiter sagt the Mishnah. I can't go over to your carbon and do tmura. In other words, if you say, this is my animal, I want it to be a carbon shlam, I can't go over to it and say zu tachazu. Nothing will happen. No tmura will take place. It's not mine. But hakayhanim mimirim es shalahem. The kayhanim do have a kayach to make tmura with their own karbanis. In other words, if the kayin separated a carbon to be makavit for himself, and he does tmura, the tmura works. The Yisrael mimirim es shalahem. Yisraelim have a kayach to make tmura with their karbanis. But ein hakayhanim mimirim loy bachatas v'loy ba'asham. A kayin does not have the kayach to make tmura with a chatas or an asham that a Yisrael brought In other words, let's say I'm chayiv a karban chatas. I was mechal Shabbos b'shoigig, I have to bring a karban chatas. Or I'm chayiv a karban asham. I did one of the things you have to bring a karban asham for. Let's say I was moyol behegdish. I used hegdish by mistake for my own benefit. I bring this karban asham and I give it to the kohen. I want the kohen to be makrivit for me. And the kohen goes and he says, zu tachazu. He tries to substitute the animal. The tamura does not work. Because you can only do tamura on your own carbon. But what do you mean? This kohen is going to get parts of the karbonis. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to get anything from the chatas and asham. The bailim get nothing. Part of it goes up on the mizbeach. Part of it goes to the kohen. Isn't it his from this point and on? Well, the answer is, it would only belong to the kohen from the time of Aktara, when they're makter the emrim, the pots that go up on the mizbeach. That's when the kohen gets the basar. And at this point, when the animal is alive, the kohen doesn't own it at all. Okay, so we understand why the kohen shouldn't be able to do tmura on the chatas and on the asham. But the Mishnah adds a third carbon, v'loy be'bechar. When the kohen gets a bechar from Yisrael, he can't do tmura on that either. His tmura would be ineffective. So let's study this for a moment. I have a bechar. How do I have a bechar? Because I have a sheep, a goat, or an ox that never had a baby before, and now they have a male baby. That becomes a bechar. The kohen cannot make tmura with that bechar, even though now it belongs to him. This is the biggest chiddush. Because I'm giving the bechar to the kohen, it belongs to the kohen when the animal is alive. Why can't he do tmura? Well, that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri wants to know. Omar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, "V'chim ifnei ma ein mamirim bechar." I don't understand this. The chatas, the asham, fine. It belongs to me. The kohen only has a chelik in the basar once he's makdir on the mizbeach, so when it's alive, it still belongs to me. He can't do tmura. But the bchar, there was a firstborn boy, baby, born to my sheep, goat, or ox. I give it to the kohen. It's totally not mine. It belongs to the kohen. Why can't he do tmura? It's his even when it's alive. Amalei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, let's look at it this way. Chatas v'asham matana l'kayin. The chatas and the asham are a gift to the kayin. The meat of the chatas and the meat of the asham go to the kayhanim. V'abchar matana l'kayin. And abchar is a matana to the kayin. So they should have the same halachas. Ma chatas v'asham, just like in the case of the chatas and the asham, ein namir, by the kayin, cannot do tmura with it. Here it's clear because it doesn't even belong to the kayin. Till after they're makdir the emrim on the mizbeach. The emrim are the part of the animal that goes up on the mizbeach. Af abchar lo yimirenu bai. So too with abchar, the kohen can't do tmura with it. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, how can you compare the two? Mali einu meimer b'chatas b'asham. What raya are you bringing to me from the fact that he can't do tmura with a chatas and asham? She'ein zochin behem b'chayeya. Of course he can't do tmura with them. When these animals are alive, which is when he would do the tmura, the kohen has no rights to it. He only has rights to the meat after the carbon is shechted and they're makivit on the mizbeach. Time to b'bchar? You want to say the same halacha has to do with a b'char? She's zachin by b'chayav, where the kohen gets it when it's alive? I don't understand why the kohen can't do tmura with a b'char, fraked Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Amalei Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, but like Fanema, what the Pasuk says, Vayehu Tmurasa Yekaidesh. This Pasuk is telling us that both the original animal and the animal you're trying to substitute it for receive Kedusha. But the Torah is also saying that it works the same way. The second animal has to receive the Kedusha the way the first animal received the Kedusha. And as far as the first animal is concerned, Heichon Kedusha Chalalav, where was the Kedusha Chal on it? And the answer is Bebeis HaBailim, in the house of the Bailim. So av tmura, the same is true for tmura. If the kedusha is going to take effect on the tmura, it has to be bebeis habailim. It has to be when the animal, where the animal rather, got its original kedusha. And even in the case of a bchar, where did the animal get its original kedusha? In my house, when it was born, before I gave it to the kayan. Once I give it to the kayan, it's not in my possession anymore. And therefore you can't do tmura on it. And the Allah is like Rabbi Akiva. So in this first Mishnah, we learned about Tmura. We learned the Torah says not to do it. But if you do it, it works. It may not work the way you would like it to work. You want to substitute one animal for the other. What happens if you say zu tachazu is both animals get kedusha? If a person does tamura, he's chayav malchus, even though it's a lav she'em by maisa. It's one of the exceptions to the rule where there's malchus for it. You can only do tamura on your own carbon. The kayan can do tamura on the carbon that he separated. The Yisrael can do tamura on the kayan that he separated. But a kayan can't do tamura on a chatas or a asham, or for that matter, a pchar that he gets from Yisrael. Sak Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the chatas and the asham that I understand, it doesn't belong to the kayan until after the haktar on the mizbeach. So when the animal is alive, it's not the kayan's yet, but the pchar. If I'm a Yisrael, my firstborn, male, sheep, goat, or axe, goes to the kohen, he gets it when he's alive. It's his when he's alive. Why can't he do tamura? Zok Rebbe Akiva, chatas and asham is a matana for the kohen, pchar is a matana for the kohen, just like he can't by the chatas and asham, he can't by the pchar. Fake Rebbe Yechanan ben Iri, but by the chatas and asham, he doesn't have it when he's alive. And for Rebbe Akiva, the pasuk says, vayhu etmirasa yekaydesh. The pasuk compares the original behemah to the animal that receives kedusha. Both have to get their kedusha in the same place. And even the pchar got its kedusha in my house when it was born. Therefore, the second animal has to get the kedusha in the same place. And being that it's not in the same place because I took my pchar and gave it to the kayan, he can't do tamura with it.